Hello, brethren. Once again, this is Pastor Edu coming your way with the Word of God. If your Bible, turn with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse numbers 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse numbers 1. I read for the King James Version of the Holy Scriptures. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse numbers 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. This is the Apostle Paul telling the brethren in Thessalonians to pray for him. Finally, brethren, pray for us. In fact, prayer is the only communication medium Christians channel their thoughts to God. Prayer is the only communication medium that we can vent our frustration, we can tell God our trouble, and we can petition God through prayers. Hallelujah. Of course, it's of no doubt that Apostle Paul encouraged or urged the brethren to pray for them. They need to pray for them. Hallelujah. We as Christians need prayers in our Christian fellowship. We need prayer in our Christian fellowship. We need to pray for life. We need to pray for prosperity. We need to pray for increase in faith. We need to pray for love for one another. Hallelujah. Now let's consider why the apostle asks for prayers from the brethren. Let's see what Apostle Paul asks for prayers from the brethren. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. Why did the Apostle Paul request for prayers from the brethren? The first one is free course of the word of God. Paul was requesting for prayers for the word of God to be preached in a very free atmosphere. Hallelujah. In our foundation text, in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse numbers 1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. So because of the free course of the word of God being preached without any hindrance, the Apostle Paul requested the brethren to pray for him. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. So for the free course of the word of God to be preached, that was the reason why Paul asked the brethren to pray for them. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asked the brethren to pray for them was to deliver them from the wicked men. He prayed that the brethren should pray for them so that God would deliver them from the wicked men. Hallelujah. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse numbers 2. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse numbers 2. And that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse numbers 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Hallelujah. So Paul requests for prayers from the brethren so that God will deliver them from wicked men. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asks for prayers from the brethren was that Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul. Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse numbers 14, in the King James, in 2 Timothy 4, verse numbers 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Hallelujah. Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul, so Paul sought for prayers from the brethren. This morning, will we seek prayers from the Lord and will be answered. Hallelujah. Because Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul, Paul asks for prayers from the brethren. Hallelujah. we need prayers in our Christian life. We need prayers. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asks for prayers from the brethren is that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That's the main reason why Paul sought prayers from the brethren. For we wrestle not against against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. Now the last reason why Paul sought for prayers from the brethren was that it was a command. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, a very popular quotation, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It was a command that Paul told those in Thessalonians that they should pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must pray without ceasing. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. So the reason why Paul asked for prayers from the brethren was that for the word of God to have free course, for God to deliver them from wicked men. Alexander the coppersmith was trying to slay Paul. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And it is a command. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why the need for prayers in our lives as Christians? Why do we need prayers in our lives as Christians? The life of the early Christians was characterized by prayers. It is the only weapon to defeat the devil. Hallelujah. Why should we pray as Christians? We pray to give thanks in all circumstances. We pray to give thanks in all circumstances. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to pray and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? We pray for forgiveness. We pray for forgiveness. We've all sinned and fall short in the glory of God. We only need to pray for God to forgive our sins. When Simon wanted to pay for the power of the Holy Ghost in Acts 8 verse number 22, and these are the exact words of Peter to Simon, repent therefore of thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Hallelujah. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Hallelujah. We pray for forgiveness of sins, for God to cleanse us of all our iniquities. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? Prayer changes things. Prayers change things, circumstances. Prayer changes so many things in our lives. Hallelujah. James was killed and Peter was thrown into prison. Fervent prayer from the brethren rescued Peter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12, verse number 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but a prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for Peter. So Peter was rescued via the prayers that was said by the church for him. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? Prayer heals. Prayer heals. prayer heals. In James chapter 5 verse 15. In James 5 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. James chapter 5 verse number 15. Prayer heals, and the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. Prayer heals. Hallelujah. Why do you need to pray? We need to pray to draw close to God. We can only draw closer to God in prayers. In James chapter 4 verse number 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Hallelujah. James chapter 4 verse number 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. James chapter 4 verse number 8. We need to pray to God and give thanks in all our circumstances. We need to pray for forgiveness of sins. We need to pray all the time. We need to pray because prayer changes circumstances. We need to pray because prayer heals. We need to draw closer to God in prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Thessalonians 3 verse number 1, our foundation text. In 2 Thessalonians 3 verse number 1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. We need to commit our lives to prayer. We need to communicate to God in prayers. We need to draw closer to God in prayers. Hallelujah. Prayer is an effective weapon to defeat the devil. We need prayers in all our lives. Remember, this started with prayer and ended with prayer. Hallelujah. This podcast can be heard on the following social media platforms. Apple Podcasts, that is those using Apple iPhones, iPad and MacBook. Google Podcasts, those using Android. Pocket Casts, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, and Spotify, those who have Spotify in their country or in their region. And can remember to subscribe and receive my podcast anytime I post them. May God help us and bless us and touch our hearts so that we'll be inclined to prayers to defeat the devil. And this is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning. Amen.